Trend number two, computer consciousness and the singularity. As you listen or read, you are not only conscious of the words being expressed, but you are also aware of that consciousness. And perhaps that's what consciousness is, an awareness of your awareness. Sounds simple enough, but imagine designing a machine that has the same capability. Such a machine would have the ability to actually think and invent, not just calculate, store, and retrieve. As such, it would be able to design and build even faster, more capable machines that would do the same. At that point, technological progress enabled by smart machines would be so rapid that humans would be relegated to a peripheral role. Beyond that point, which many call the singularity, machine consciousness and human consciousness would theoretically merge. Those who accept this vision believe that eventually we will abandon our flesh and blood bodies entirely and upload our digitized psyches, including whatever gives us individual identity and consciousness, into computers. There, we will dwell happily forever in cyberspace. The Trends editors previously addressed this topic. Today, we're examining some of the dramatic progress that's been made in computing and artificial intelligence. We're also taking a look at the latest thinking about so-called strong artificial intelligence and the assumptions behind the idea of computer consciousness. Let's start by reviewing some key history. John von Neumann, one of the pioneers of computer architecture, originally coined the term singularity to describe the point beyond which progress is so rapid that for all practical purposes, it is infinite. The rate of technological innovation has been speeding up throughout history, and currently it is doubling about every 10 years. And that broader rate of advance is eclipsed by the dizzying pace of improvements in IT. By every measure, including speed, capacity, bandwidth, and price performance, the power of IT is now doubling about every 12 months. As we acknowledged earlier, a small but growing group within the world's technological elite has emerged over the past 15 years or so with an all-encompassing new vision of the singularity and the world that lies beyond it. This vision, variously termed singularitarian or transhumanist, is being most articulately popularized by inventor Ray Kurzweil. As Kurzweil sees it, the singularity will launch an era in which our intelligence will become trillions of times more powerful than it is today. He asserts that in this new world, there will be no distinction between human and machine, or between physical reality and virtual reality. To understand Kurzweil's vision, you need to know about three of its fundamental elements. First, technological progress will continue to increase at an increasing rate. Already, the accomplishments of the entire 20th century are equivalent to just 20 years of progress at today's rate of change. We'll make another stride equal to the progress of the whole 20th century in the next 14 years, and then we'll do it again in just 7 years. Kurzweil argues that because of the explosive power of exponential growth, the 21st century will be equivalent to 20,000 years of progress at today's rate of change. Second, within 40 years, give or take a decade, artificial intelligence will so dwarf human intelligence as to make our abilities nearly irrelevant. And third, at some point around 2045 to 2050, Kurzweil believes that human consciousness will actually be uploaded to machines running our personalities, just as today's computers run software. As noted in our prior article, many computer scientists and futurists agree with these predictions, believing machines will successfully become the functional equivalents of the human mind in a matter of a few decades. Then, as now, the Trends editors respectfully disagree with these predictions. To understand our skepticism, it's helpful to consider what we know about the brain. A healthy adult brain contains about 100 billion nerve cells, or neurons. A single neuron can be linked to as many as 100,000 other neurons via output links called axons and input links called dendrites via synapses, which are gaps between axons and dendrites. Crunch the numbers, and you find that a typical human brain has quadrillions of connections among its neurons. A quadrillion is a 1 followed by 15 zeros. A stack of a quadrillion U.S. pennies would extend from the Sun to a point past the orbit of Jupiter. These synaptic connections are constantly forming, strengthening, weakening, and dissolving. The latest research shows that old neurons constantly die and new ones are constantly born. But that's simply the physical structure that we're finally beginning to superficially see and test. What about consciousness itself? In a 2008 article titled, "Can Machines Be Conscious?" authors Christoph Cook and Giulio Tononi offer the following observation. At the moment, nobody really knows exactly what consciousness is. Some of the most brilliant minds in human history have pondered consciousness, and after a few thousand years, we still can't say for sure if it is an intangible phenomenon or maybe even a kind of substance different from matter. Nobel Prize-winning neuroscientist Eric Kandel of Columbia University Medical Center echoes that thought. Neuroscientists still do not understand at all how a brain makes a conscious mind. The intangible entity that enables you to fall in love, find irony in a novel, and appreciate the elegance of a circuit design. No one has the foggiest notion. Without this understanding, it's hard to imagine how anyone could build an artificial brain sophisticated enough to sustain and nurture human consciousness. Nevertheless, singularitarians insist the brain is a computer. It just has an extremely messy wiring diagram. Looked at from this perspective, neurons resemble transistors, absorbing, processing, and re-emitting the electrochemical pulses. According to singularitarians, within a decade or so, computers will surpass the computational power of brains. They will leave us in their cognitive dust unless we embrace them through bionic convergence or uploading. Singularitarians are quite right that if current trends continue, supercomputers will exceed 10 quadrillion operations per second within a decade. And even now, attempts are being made to pit the fastest computers against humans to see if they can think like humans. One interesting matchup has IBM's supercomputer called Watson facing Jeopardy! Game show champions Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter. Watson is designed to show how computer systems can analyze and process natural language and reach predictions or answers based on context, like humans do. To answer a question, Watson must churn through the 200 million pages of text that IBM loaded onto it. But with 10 refrigerator-sized racks of IBM Power 7 servers, this task is done quite quickly. As it sifts through the information, it must determine the likelihood of an answer being correct. In a 15-question practice round, Watson won. The question is, did it know it won? Will computers ever have this kind of awareness? Many experts are saying no. Gerald Edelman, a Nobel laureate and director of the Neurosciences Institute, says singularitarians do not comprehend just how complicated the human brain is. Each brain is different from other brains, and each of them is in a state of continuous change as it learns from new experiences. In addition, Stephen Rose, a neurobiologist at England's Open University, rejects the basic premise of uploading, that our psyches consist of nothing more than algorithms that can be transferred from our bodies to entirely different substrates, whether silicon or glass fibers or quantum computers. The information processing that constitutes ourselves may not work in any medium other than a social, emotional, flesh and blood primate. However, it's understandable why people want to believe in such a vision of the future. In an article titled "The Consciousness Conundrum" in IEEE Spectrum, John Horgan sums up why there is a popular belief in the singularity. Such yearning for transcendence, whether spiritual or technological, is all too understandable. Both as individuals and as a species, we face deadly serious problems. In other words, the singularity is really a religious vision rather than a scientific one. In the end, IBM's Watson may have appeared to be human-like to those observing the game, but no one could argue with the fact that internally it was doing nothing more than processing logical instructions created by people. The only one in the room unaware of this was Watson. So, with this understanding of the trend, we offer the following three forecasts for your consideration. First, as the vehicle of secular humanist salvation, the singularity will inevitably gain momentum over the next 2 to 3 decades. The Judeo-Christian, Islamic, and Hindu worldviews offer specific solutions to the problem of death. But throughout history, secular humanists have had no such solution. Death is the finite end of functionality. But in Kurzweil's vision, the singularity and the future beyond it represent a secular paradise. Ever-expanding computer intelligence solves ever more difficult problems ever faster. At some point, biological humans merge with computer intelligence and eventually lose all their biological characteristics. Forever into the future, this man-machine intelligence expands to control the universe. While shrouded in the rationale of science, this concept is the long-missing piece of a comprehensive humanistic religion. Second, in pursuit of this salvation through science, the singularitarians will use public and private resources to advance technologies and policies that will enable their vision. The power of the singularitarians will not come from large numbers, but from who they are: scientists, venture capitalists, and other members of the technological elite. This reprioritization will be a boon for the nanotech, biotech, and artificial intelligence industries. Areas such as molecular computing and neural mapping will be particularly hot as scientists attempt to replicate the actual functions of the brain in hardware and software. For the most part, this will simply add fuel to specific themes outlined in prior issues of Trends, having to do with extending human longevity and expanding the capabilities of computers and robots. And third, by 2025, computers and robots will have improved exponentially. But people will begin to see the futility of the more controversial aspects of the singularitarian vision. In many cases, computers will realistically mimic humans. However, the quest to unravel the mechanics of human thought will hit a brick wall. Kurzweil's models rest upon the naturalistic presumption that the mind and the personality are simply the products of patterns of chemical interactions within the brain, and if we simply dig deep enough, we'll be able to completely understand it. That's a view held almost universally by secularists, because it eliminates the need for supernatural solutions. However, this assumption isn't supported by a body of empirical data. Between 2025 and 2030, it will become apparent to most that the quest for the spiritual machine is in vain. For example, while computers using genetic algorithms are likely to come up with innovations involving unexpected combinations of existing components, the main line of progress will continue to be constrained by human capabilities. From that point forward, instead of continuing to progress at an ever faster rate, the rate of advance will plateau at the level at which man is able to manage technology. Change will then continue to advance at a roughly constant rate, as fast or faster than we see today.